Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello, how are you?
Where are you? Hawaii? What's it look like there behind you? It's all sunny and blue skies and all.
You wouldn't believe it, but I'm in Stockport, England.
Yes, a blue enclave in the red city that is Manchester.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, no. But well, I'm going to skirt over that so we don't fall out.
We things we've fallen out of before because obviously I am staunchly red, you are staunchly blue, and you know.
Yeah, well, I can tell from that Manchester accent of yours.
Oh, listen, I can do it if you want. No bother, mate. It's no problem if you like. I can sound like I'm from Urmston if you want. It's not an asshole.
Very good.
I won't do that and embarrass either of us. I will, however, talk about football because forget the fact that Manchester City have been good and Manchester City have been terrible. I will talk about the fact that you were the co-commentator for Soccer Aid, and what a job you did, my friend.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, actually. It was nice to do something different that, you know, I'd never done before.
Yeah.
It was fun. I tell you what, though, nerve-wracking, knowing that it's live. I mean, literally everything you say could be, be played and replayed for years to come.
Well, look, I do a live radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for the last 20-odd years. But at the same time, there is something about commentary that feels like... Yeah. You know, because you're there to do so much. You're there to analyze. You're there to paint pictures for people, give them an insight into what they maybe not understand. But you're also Jason Manford, the comic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. There was definitely a filter. And because you just think, and also a lot of the people playing are like my friends or people I know. Yeah. Are people that I've made friends with over the years. So like Jill Scott and Wayne Rooney and Paddy McGuinness and Alex Brooker and all these people that I know on a personal level. So, there's a point where you're like, I really was taking the mickey out of Paddy McGuinness. And then I thought to myself, oh, hang on, if you don't know we're friends. Yeah,
it might sound mean.
Sounds like really harsh.
There was a lot of Irish representation at that. Obviously, you had legends like Shazy playing. You had Dermot Kennedy bossing the midfield in both halves, playing 90 minutes and doing a show at the halftime show. I mean,
unbelievable. You know. That's just hard work in Irish spirit. Proper shift.
As Roy Keane would say, that's his job, you know? Play football.
That's his job.
Sing a song, play football.
Is it there for morale? Is it there? Is it your card tricks?
How about Nicky Burns? A definite red card that wasn't a red card.
He should have seen red. I was itching for him to get sent off because imagine getting sent off at Soccer Aid.
Yeah.
A red card at a charity kick.
And I wouldn't mind. There were moments like Nemanja Vidic went right through Bella Ramsey. Bonucci went through Wharton. Or there were reasons why people could have gotten cards. But Nicky was just blatant handball out of the box. Yeah. Like,
no, I think Bella was having like Last of Us PTSD when Vidic was coming.
That's great. It was great fun, in fairness. It was brilliant to see all the Irish lads up there. And obviously the rest of the world won in the end with the big zoo goal. How about that?
Oh, it was great. It was, I played last year for Rest of the World with my Irish passport.
You did?
It's a funny one because you get a lot of people giving you stick online about, well, I thought you were English. And you're like, yeah, it's just a bit of fun, mate.
Yeah, it's just soccer. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's not like Declan Rice actually who turned his back on the country or Jack Grealish.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just Jason Manford.
Exactly. It's just a bit, it's just trying to even it out amongst these two teams of celebrities and former professionals. It's not run by FIFA.
No, it certainly isn't. And listen, that Irish passport of yours has seen you come over here so many times and do so many shows. But what I love about the tour you're doing is, look, you're Jason Manford. You can easily rock up and do one big giant arena date in Dublin and that would be great. And don't get me wrong, if you did that, I'd be just as behind you. But the fact that you're going around and playing theatres around the country, I mean, that's just so welcome by us. We love the fact that you're getting out to different places.
Yeah, do you know what? I get the same thing in Scotland and in Ireland, which is, and it's English comics and Americans, to be fair, but with English comics, they'll do, you know, Dublin and Belfast or Glasgow and Edinburgh, and they'll go, oh yeah, I toured Ireland and I toured Scotland.
Yeah.
You didn't, did you? You went to the biggest city you could find with the most amount of people. 60% of the audience were probably not even Irish. There's two reasons, really. Firstly, because I think touring is touring. You know, you should do some legwork and actually get out there and see the country and meet new people. And then I've got family all over Ireland as well. So it's a great excuse to, A, for me to go and see them and visit them, and B, for them to get free tickets.
Which
they really go for. And not like, oh, do you mind if I can get two? Like,
10.
There's 40 of us. There's 40 coming.
Wednesday, 23rd of July, you'll catch Jason in Castlebar in the Royal Theatre. He's in Drogheda in the Tommy Leddy Theatre on the 24th. 25th, the Everyman in Cork. What a venue. 26th, you'll catch him in Limerick in UCH. And Sunday the 27th, Wexford National Opera House. Unbelievable. Plus, he spent the most of September in the north of Ireland, and there's loads of shows there as well. But I want to check about our 40th birthdays, okay? So I think I'm older than you. I'm older than you, right? But when I was 40... my missus got me a gift, and I think your missus might have gotten the same gift for you. Did you record an album for your 40th birthday?
I did, yeah.
With your
my
mates.
Old schoolmates.
Your schoolmates?
Yeah, my old schoolmates.
So my missus, she didn't buy me an album, but she bought me studio time so that I could go and record songs with my mates. This is literally the same thing. What an amazing gift.
It was a great gift. In fact, we're just moving house, and I was packing up, and I found, because we got ours on a record as well, like an LP.
An L? Oh my God! Are you serious?
We went old school on it. And what's quite funny is my son's 12, and he saw it the other day. He went, "What's this?" I said, "Oh, it's just something me and Simon and Neil did." He went, "No, but what is actually this?"
he didn't even know what the thing was.
Like, what is this thing? What is this big black thing? I was like, "Oh yeah, that's a record." Yeah.
So what kind of style of music did you do?
Well, obviously, being in Manchester in the 90s, there was only one style.
Yes.
Yes, it was a version of some sort of Britpop Oasis thing. But even then, I remember, like, when I listened back to some of the stuff, when we went to re-record it, because they were all songs that we wrote, you know, as teenagers. It's so funny when you listen back to the things that you're angry about.
Go on, give me one example of something you're not angry about now that you were angry about then.
Well, actually, nothing's changed. I mean, if that's the prerequisite. But no, because I'm still not being listened to by the females in my life. So same thing, but now I'm just a bit more like resigned to it rather than angry about it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it was absolute joy. It is a lovely gift, if you know. I think we can both vouch for that.
Definitely. So to all the people listening who have people in their lives celebrating big roundy birthdays, maybe this is the one for you. It was great for the two of us. Come here, very quickly before you go, quick fire round. I ask everybody the same questions. Number one, Jason Manford, what are you currently obsessed with?
I'm currently obsessed with paddle tennis.
Really?
Absolutely. I play it twice a day. I've got a paddle academy for children. I've set up a charity. I'm looking at building some courts. Like, I'm absolutely obsessed with paddle.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Robbie Keane, who was at Soccer Aid, is also a big paddle player. He lives right not too far from me, and I see him every now and again down the paddle courts in his little shorts paddling away. Yeah. Fair play to him. And where did this obsession come from?
Well, I've always played tennis, and I was just on holiday about 3 years ago, and I had a shoulder injury, and a friend of mine said, "Oh, do you want to play tennis?" I said, "I can't, my shoulder's..." He said, "What about this new sport, this paddle tennis? It's underarm serve." I said, "Right, I'm in."
Okay.
That's all it took, underarm serve.
And now you're literally setting it up for kids and thinking of setting up your own academy. And
yeah, I love it.
Wow.
Love it.
Unbelievable. Right, look, I've loads of other questions, but I've run out of time, so I've got one more final one for you. Jason Manford.
Go on.
I don't wash my legs in the shower, do you?
Do you know what? I've also asked this question on my radio show. How funny is that?
There we go. Great minds.
I do now, because after I ask that question, I think about it every time I get in the shower. And so now I do wash my legs in the shower. But I didn't up to the point where I saw the question online or something and never really thought about it.
But here's the thing. I think it's my crowning achievement as a broadcaster is the fact that most of this country that I live in, when they're in the shower, they think of the fact that I don't wash my legs in the shower, and I infiltrate their brain, and I think that's my legacy.
Yeah. Look, everyone's got to have one.
Yeah.
And that's literally a legacy as well.
A legacy, of course. Yes, I didn't even think of that. That's why he's the sharpest mind around. Catch Jason on tour at Manford All Seasons. You'll get him from Castlebar to Wexford. He's doing that all in July. Do not miss the shows. What's the website so people can go and get tickets?
JasonManford.com.
Simple as that. Jason, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time, and I'll see you when you're here in July.
Cheers, Bob. All the best.
Nice one. See you later. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.